even though she has never seen Game of Thrones, primarily because we are not the worst parents who ever lived. But she knows there's someone called the Mother of Dragons, and she calls herself that, and she loves it. She's a huge comic book fan. Right now, her favorite character is Groot. She loves Groot. She adores the Incredible Hulk. But my daughter, really at heart, her thing is Star Wars. My kid is a Jedi. Although someday she's also a Sith, which is a choice that I can respect. But here's the question that I have to ask. Why is it that when my daughter dresses up, whether it's Groot or the Incredible Hulk, whether it's Obi-Wan Kenobi or Darth Maul, why is every character she dresses up as a boy? And where are all the female superheroes? And that is not actually the question, because there's plenty of female superheroes. My question really is, where is all the female superhero stuff? Where are the costumes? Where are the toys? Because every day when my daughter plays, when she dresses up, she's learning stuff through a process that in my own line of work as a professor of media studies, we refer to as public pedagogy. That is, it is how societies are taught ideologies. It's how you learned what it meant to be a man or a woman, what it meant to behave yourself in public, what it meant to be a patriot and have good manners. It's all the constituent social relations that make us up as a people.